Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Ben Griffin will be presenting our words of encouragement for today, and his message is entitled, One Another. It comes from John chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. I ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome and introduction. Today is the day the Lord has made, and let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Today's words of encouragement is entitled, One Another. If there is ever a time that we should consider one another, now is the time. We are in the midst of a difficult time. Isolation and uncertainty are enemies of the mind and spirit. As a church community, we must strive to be available for others in ways we have never before. Look, we are all at this moment together. The phrase one another is derived from the Greek word aleion, which means one another, each other, mutually, reciprocally. It occurs 100 times in the New Testament. Approximately 59 of those occurrences are specific commands teaching us how and how not to relate to one another. Obedience to those commands is imperative because it forms the basis for all true Christian community and has a direct impact on our witness to the world. In addition, this Greek word aleion, the Bible uses other words and phrases to instruct us how to relate to others. With that in mind, even though the list is not exhaustive, but its primary focus is on one another. In John chapter 13, not long after or before Jesus was betrayed, the Bible says in verse 31 of John 13, therefore, when he was gone out, that is Judas, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified. And God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while, and I am with you. Ye shall see me, and as I shall say unto the Jews, whither I go, if you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10, we find this word occurs again, but we want to point this out, that the Lord did not say, in fact, ever has he said, that I can recall, for us to love self. Is always one another, reciprocally, mutually. Even on the day of Pentecost, when the early church was begun, the Bible said that every man didn't own anything, but he shared it with others. There was a very unselfish spirit, even at the inception of the church. And even prior to that, the Lord prepares them to be that way. Love one another. Reciprocate that love. Let's not always be on the receiving end. What I'm getting out of this, what I'm not getting out of this, it should be rather, what am I putting into the situation? The worship service, the Bible studies, the sisters or brothers gathering. Oftentimes we come to be fed, and that's a good reason to come to the assembly. But what do you bring to the assembly? Is it only because I didn't get anything out of that? They didn't reach me today. I wasn't fed today. Well, what kind of reaching out, what kind of feeding did you do prior to you coming to the place, whether it be Zoom or whether it be a physical location? We ought to be devoted to one another. There are times that a person hits a home run. There's a time a person strike out. They are still your best friend. There's a time when a person looks their best and feels their best. And at times they don't look their best. At times they don't feel your best. They're still your friend. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, it says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, fearing one another. Verse 10 again, be, verb to be, continuous action, be kindly, an adverb tells you how to be affectionate. But affection is from an into feeling of the emotions in the heart, affectionate, compassion, love, closeness. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. It is a kind of love that goes beyond the companion love or the eros, the conjugal love that exists between a husband and wife. Here is a brotherly, a family, a tight-knit community type love, because we have a relationship that's unique, and we are to love one another with brotherly love in honor and honoring one another, preferring one another. In other words, if you entreat me, it is up to me to entreat you better. Now, it's not a tick for tat. My stick bigger than your stick. I gave you more, therefore I expect you to give me more. But it should be a natural thing that you was here first, you should be first. Or I was here first, but I want you to go first. We have to serve one another, prefer. In other words, we are to not overestimate ourselves and underestimate others, but rather we are to esteem others better than ourselves. We are to let others know that you have great value, and I'm valuing you above how I would value myself. In verse 16 of Romans chapter 12, it says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuance in prayer. And so in verse 16, it says, be of the same mind, one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. In other words, we are to always be thinking, how can I pull my brother up, pull my sister up? I may be up, but I don't want to be up by myself. I want to make sure that others have opportunity to be. And so we ought to live in harmony when it said be of the same mind towards one another. I love you. I know you love me. I should naturally reciprocate that love, because we need to be of the same mind. That is, live in harmony. It's like, for instance, a track team, when they pass the baton, when that hand goes forward and the hand goes back, if they're not synchronized, it's going to be a bad handoff, and that's going to slow down your time when you transfer time, and you're going to lose time, and that could be the difference whether you win the relay race or not. So live in harmony, even singing on Lord's Day morning. Some are slower, some are faster. We are not in harmony, but when we set off the same pitch and same tone and same pace, we can sing in harmony. Sometimes we in our congregations, we try to do four-part harmony. Some of us have it well, some of us have it great, some of us not so great. But we make that effort to be in unison, synchronizing our voices and all those things. Same thing takes place in a church or a family. We're to have harmony, peace in our homes. But also we are to build up one another. This word comes again in Romans chapter 14 and verse 9, where the Bible says, "For this is the end of Christ, who both died and rose, revived that he might be the Lord of both dead and the living." So we are to understand that verse 19, it said, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things whereof one may edify another." So it should be our intention that we set out to appease, to appreciate, to edify, to build up not just ourselves. Are we to do self-motivation things? Are we to read self-help books? Are we to encourage, motivate, stimulate ourselves? Yes, we are. But in the Christian context, in the Christian family, we are to always be looking for means and ways to build up the next person. Now, you may be saying, "Well, that's what I always do, but I've never received any encouragement. I call and check up on people all the time. How many calls do I receive?" Well, the Bible does tell us in many cases that the greatest of you shall be the servant of the least of you, or the servant of all. So the more gifted you are, proportionally, the more is expected of you. Others may not be where you are spiritually, maturely, or communitily, or whatever, how you want to describe it. You have been given a special talent, a special gift to love others when others may not love you back. Now, this is no excuse for not wanting to be loved, but too often times we're concerned about what is in for me. But the scripture doesn't say love yourself. It says love others as you love yourself. Even in Ephesians chapter 5, when he's giving instructions to the head of the household, that is the husband, and he tells him that he used to love himself like Christ loved himself, and he gave himself for the church. And therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so the wives are subject to their own husbands. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church, they might sanctify and cleanse it with washing the water of her, that he may present it not with wrinkle, but should be holy. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. So the more we show our appreciation for our fellow man, the more it will be revealed how much we truly love ourselves. And verse 15 of Romans, and the lesson is ours this morning. "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God." And so we need to realize the importance, the one-anotherness of the Christian faith. It's all about others. It's Jesus and God had it down pat. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We love God because God first loved us. We need to go out through the rest of our day with this otherness, one anotherness mindset, and let us not focus on what we don't have, but what are the needs of others. May God bless you. May God keep you as our lesson is ours on this day.
Brother Griffin, if you would please close us out with a word of prayer.
Merciful God, we are so thankful and we are finding ourselves so prostrate before you today, hoping and trusting that the things that we have said fall upon open and sincere hearts. We know, Heavenly Father, it's not easy for us to be thoughtful of others all the time and not think about our own well-being. But it's your call, and it's our duty to answer, to fulfill the need of others who may not be where we are spiritually, may not be where we are motivationally. And we realize that it's all about the others. You thought about others, that you gave your son that others might live. So we know that you are God of anotherness. We want to be the same. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless those who are on this call. Bless those who are struggling with one anotherness. Guide them in the right direction. Allow their hearts to be conditioned to the degree that they can think about what others need more so than what they need themselves. Be with us. Protect us throughout this day. This would be our prayer in your Son, Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
There are some
things
I may not know.
Since that day.
Whoa.